Well, hello. So, sorry again for the delay. Adam and I recorded this episode probably like 2 weeks ago, something like that. But we didn't really get around to editing it and all that. I don't know why I'm saying we. Adam's not really, he's not sitting here with me editing the episode. But so mainly it's my fault. That's basically what I'm saying. But yes, this is the episode 6. And we talk about things, in fact, I don't even remember what we talked about. I think we talked about cookies, the winter season, stuff like that. Maybe we talked, I think we talked about movies, and I think we sang a song at the end. I don't know, I mean, it felt entertaining as always, but you know, these things, I just got a bad memory and all that. Anyways, I hope you enjoy this show, and I'll let you get into it now that I've been speaking for, I don't know, almost a minute now. Man, I am talking. Also, you might notice the distinct sounds of my dulcet voice because I'm talking into a quality microphone, and it's great. It's great. It's awesome. It's great. We welcome you on a brisk, bitterly cold night.
Hello, travelers. Yes. Verily, we welcome you into our inn.
Adam is just speaking like that because he's holding a Thor hammer.
Verily.
Or Mjolnir, as it is called, technically.
Yep. It told me. Told me so.
It whispered secret nothings in his ear.
Secrets.
Something like that. That was creepy. Anyways, as I said before... Adam's getting all up in that microphone.
Yeah, I was crashing before, so I'm trying to overload with sugar and see how that goes.
But yes, as we mentioned before, it is really cold outside.
Brr.
Because we live in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And our winters are harsh. Not quite as harsh as those in Minnesota, but definitely harsh. It's probably like 10 degrees outside right now.
Yes.
And it's still good, though. I mean,
sure. Yeah.
It's pretty fun. There isn't any snow on the ground, so that's nice.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. And actually, we weren't even going to get into this yet, but now I guess we have to. Oh, didn't
realize. The weather segment.
Yeah. We bring you now the weather. With crazy Nordic storms coming in this evening with a high of 72.
Don't forget those flies. Those swarms of... But I
have no idea where you're going.
That was a low-key reference. I'll just leave it there.
Oh, I see where... No, I don't see where you're going. Anyways, so, really cold, but I think it's actually more depressing that there isn't snow on the ground, because if it's going to be this cold, shouldn't it at least be some sort of winter wonderland?
No, and I'll tell you why. I'm glad you said that, Zach.
I've been waiting to make this point.
Because it's not even winter yet. It's still fall. Winter isn't until the 22nd of December.
I don't...
I'll contest you.
I'm not saying...
I'm just saying, there should be no winter wonderland because it's not even winter yet.
I would actually argue that, I mean, yes, you're right, that the winter solstice is not until the 21st or the 22nd.
22nd. But, first day of winter. Says it on my calendar.
But I feel like...
It's just a very brisk fall.
Yeah, I feel like... It's not. It wouldn't be odd though for people to have snow earlier. So.
Well, it's just odd. I just said no. We shouldn't have winter wonderland.
Oh well.
That I don't like the ridiculous way people drive. Cause like, you know, there wasn't snow a week ago, and people are like, I'm driving 90 miles an hour. And they're like, oh look, a little bit of snow. I'm still driving. Oh, I ran into your car. Oh, our car's running into your. Oh, I can't get out of the parking lot.
Some sort of very serious and dark version of bumper cars.
Yeah. More expensive.
Where all the children die instead of have fun and laughs.
It's like you paid for the whole trip to Disneyland, but you only got to play bumper cars once, and it wasn't even that fun because you didn't know you were playing.
Yeah,
that's my whole summary of winter.
You forgot shovels.
Oh, shovels and snowblowers. Yeah, I smelled like gas for most of the day because I was shoveling up the old, and by shoveling, I mean putting gas in the old generators. And the snow blowers and getting the shovels out. Oh, we were ready for this war.
I was going to say, Adam's lifestyle is a little bit different than probably the average person.
That's right.
For instance...
growing out my beard and wearing my flannels.
It makes it seem as if Adam is, like, in Alaska and he's preparing for the harsh winter.
Ha verily!
As opposed to a... as opposed to the mediocre...
person who's like, maybe I should get some kitty litter for my car.
Throw it down
behind the tires.
Oh.
See, now even that's a little too extreme for Zach.
I'm confused. Why would you put... It seems like... Isn't kitty litter, like, kind of expensive?
No.
It's cheaper than salt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. Road salt gets really expensive, especially this time where everyone's like, there's not enough! We live in Iowa! There's just too much snow!
Also, we all sound like that.
Oh, totally.
I was just gonna take some, go buy some table salt at the old market.
No.
No, not really. I don't have to worry about that because I live in an apartment.
Yeah, but you have, like, that creepy driveway way.
Oh, I do, but I'm saying that supposedly they're supposed to take care of it.
Or meaning, you sue their pants off.
Well, I don't mind, because it means that, at most, I'll have to shovel my car out of the way.
Right.
But I don't have to, like, shovel a sidewalk and a driveway. Like, I'm not obligated by city law to take care of the snow and stuff.
Yeah.
So... the point is that I think Adam is a harsh and bitter person.
True.
And I am a little bit more jaunty, a little bit more happy.
Jaunty.
He has jaunty angles.
Possibly even jolly sometimes.
I don't know about that. I just drank a bunch of Skittles out of my hammer. That was pretty awesome.
I think that just makes you jittery, not necessarily jolly.
But, jittery with a hammer.
But it is finally this time of year, and we're all very happy. Just
for the most part.
Adam, we'll just... See, what I do is I just ignore Adam's opinions.
It's true.
Snow.
This whole time of year, everyone just ignores me. Because can you hear me? Is anyone listening to my part of the podcast? We're like, man, those awkward silences after Zach would talk were a little weird, but...
Yeah, I'm just applying a magic filter that... It's called the Adam filter. It just takes out all your frequencies.
Adam in Winter. It'll be a new movie coming out.
Yeah. That's what most people do. Yeah, we just ignore people who are like, ugh... it's winter time. Grumble.
Which I don't think that's fair, because the other half of the population is going, oh, I just love this time of year.
Those people
are
weird.
The snow is just so beautiful. Oh, I just like to put on my sweater.
Why is this Midwestern guy coming back?
Who is this Midwestern guy represents everything that I hate about winter.
I don't know. I mean... I wouldn't say I'm super obsessed with the winter. I think it's a nice time. It's one of my more favorite times of the year. But I don't know if I really get into the whole Christmas cheer. I mean, I like to sing, but that's just me singing.
Right.
I also like to sing carols just because those are some catchy tunes.
True.
I wouldn't say, I'm not one of those people who's like, needs to make a nativity scene intricately in their front yard.
Yeah.
And bake cookies.
Were you?
I have no problem with people who bake cookies.
No.
People who are baking cookies, go ahead.
Bring them on.
It's amazing.
We challenge you even.
All the pretty girls on a Saturday night.
Shaggy.
We bring you back to the...
Bring it back.
...of Bacon Every Day.
Every Day.
We're your hosts.
Boom!
A Mr. Zach and a Mr. Adam.
And you get to guess who's who.
Ah, who is that?
Mystery voice.
It's crazy. So, Adam.
Yes?
We got some big news.
Oh, now they know. The game's over.
Oh crap, no!
I told you, no names.
No!
Okay, so.
I have some seriousness for you.
Okay.
Very.
Let me get in the seriousness
Adam,
pose.
Adam, you should sit down for this.
Okay, I am sitting down.
Adam, you should stand up for this.
I'm not going to stand for this. I will not stand for this. The pun was intended. All right, the brace yourself for news pose. Feet firmly placed on the ground.
Shoulder width apart.
Knees shoulder width apart. Crack the back a little bit.
Then loosen it up.
Open the blouse a little bit for dramatic effect. Wiggle out the arms. Grasp the arms. This is a good rolly chair for, okay. Hit me with it. Drop a tooth bomb.
Borders went bankrupt.
Really?
The, prestigious book chain recently filed for bankruptcy, and, they are no more.
Yeah, I knew that.
I knew this was,
I, like, spent a whole lot of money.
This is,
saving money.
This is very hard for you, Adam. I just, oh. If you need a tissue, I can't give you one, because I don't have one. I'm not a guy who carries the tissues on himself.
I find that weird, since you wear ties now.
But,
I feel like you should have,
Adam,
a handkerchief.
One thing at a time.
One thing at a time.
If I want to start into handkerchiefs, I need to start, like, you need, like, 20 handkerchiefs. I mean, like, it's one of those things you can get, like, obsessed about, and I am not going to open that door.
Oh, I have it. I've opened that door.
I'm closing that door.
I have a bandana.
It's not a Pandora's box issue. I can close that door. I can close that door of evil.
Possible.
Anyways.
Okay, so I'll pretend to be surprised. Oh my goodness, Zach! What does this mean for the podcast?
Well, it means, well,
that we aren't getting their support.
Yeah. Oh man, I was
brought to you by Borders. Oh wait.
The a lot of their stores have, instead of just laying there like empty warehouses,
mm-hmm.
and lots of people getting great deals on books.
Yeah, I spent way too much money saving money. In other words, hey, I would never buy this on a normal day, but now it says it's 80% off, and if I buy 10 of them, I get another 10% off on it.
But
they wouldn't sell me those cool library ladders, though. They go whizz around the room. Because those were not 10% off. Those were like $500.
Those would be cool. I really want one.
I do too.
Except for the fact that you have to install a rail system.
Although in your apartment it would work.
It's true. I have a lofty apartment.
We could actually take care of those windows then.
Ah, it's true. I have really tall windows.
Huge windows. Like cathedral size.
They're like 10 feet tall windows.
You can jump a horse through them. Well, it'd have to be a very skinny horse.
Yeah. They're probably wide enough, but
pony maybe.
Not too much clearance.
That's right.
Anyways, so, but instead of these Borders just staying closed,
yeah,
they're actually being bought by another company, a book company called BAM. They have an exclamation point at the end.
Oh,
BAM.
I didn't know if it was like an Emerald thing, or did they just sell like cookbooks?
No, it's a store that entirely sells the essence of Emerald.
BAM. You just open up a little can. Bam! Oh, it's still fresh.
Yeah, the cashier just kind of flicks some spices into your eyes. And,
can they double bag that?
Yeah. Hey, so it's this new bookstore, and they're basically the same, though, as Borders. You know, the BAM makes you expect.
Do they have BAM written all over everything?
Like, no, that's how it differs from Borders.
Oh, okay.
Because you go into Borders, and at no point will you ever forget that you're in a Borders.
Well, I could see how that would happen, though. I mean, like, you're reading a book, and you look up, and you're like, oh, crap, where am I? If I had a dollar for every time that happened to me, you know, you're walking down the street, start reading your book while you walk. That's why you can't do it. We're not built to do it, because if we could, we'd get lost.
I also
so
feel
Borders
like...
Borders is like, hey, guess where you are? We know. You're safe. Keep reading.
I also feel like you would just get hit by lots of cars.
True.
If you read books while walking.
Well, you get used to that. That's just, that just comes with the territory.
You know, your body gets used to it. It's one of those things, you know, just like exercising, you know. After the first couple days, you're sore, but, you know, then after that, you know, you get used to it.
Oh. Or you just avoid it.
Same thing with getting
like
hit by cars. You know, for a couple days you're sore, then you just get used to it.
You get used to it.
Yeah, it's fine. Maybe your voice gets a little higher, you know, just a little higher.
You know,
okay. Just a little higher. It's crazy, huh? Yeah. You know, what happens to you? Anyways, I mean, I don't have much to say. It's not much of a rant, but I just don't understand.
I've never been in there. I assume that's where it was, so I'll have to go check it out.
Yeah, it's just called BAM, and it probably is it an acronym, or at least I don't know if it's an acronym.
Manton or
nodding. Mr. Person who's here, just tell me what the acronym is.
It's Books and More.
Oh, that's a really lame acronym.
But BAM is more impressive.
I guess, but then it makes me scared to go in there. It's like, what could happen?
Books and more.
What could I get assaulted by? Ravenous cashier?
Ravenous cashier.
That'd be just creepy. Adam, no one can see that sock puppet.
Oh, but they can imagine him.
Well, they can now that I said it, but I don't know what you were expecting them to do.
Whenever you hear the eyes, if you guys can pick those up,
They are googly eyes.
Yeah, they're googly.
But, so, I just thought I'd let you know, Adam, that this place is weird to me. I don't understand why they're called that. And also, why there's some sort of, like, there's, like, some weird subterfuge going on. I mean, like, they're buying all of the old, from what it seems, they're buying almost all of the old border stores and turning them their own. I mean, is this some sort of inside job? Were they taking down the borders? Who knows? Find out next week on Bacon Every Day with the hard-hitting news.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yep.
That's all I got with that.
Maybe in a little while we'll open up our news segment, and that'll just be a blank page.
We need to be aware of the times on that one.
I do know the times, Adam.
No, but I can strangle a sock puppet.
That'll be the news segment. It'll just be Adam strangling a sock puppet. So, that'll be exciting. Adam, you were recently telling me about a game that you were playing on the internet.
Oh, yeah. I play internets all the time.
I'm loving the internets.
Yes.
You get your Twitters and your Facebookers.
Yeah, LOLZs. Yeah, no, I play Mouse Hunt, which...
is a game that is like the board game of Mouse Hunt?
It is nothing like the game or the movie.
Wait, there was a movie?
Yeah, there was a movie.
Oh.
It's got a what's-his-name from the producers.
Was it prestigious?
It's the dude whose voice was Timon on The Lion King. What's that guy's name?
I don't remember his name.
Anyway. But no, it has no connection to him. It has no connection to the game where you set up a mousetrap. But essentially, you just go around through this land where the mice have evolved into super smart mice that can use drills and, like, have wings and things depending on where you're at. But... right now, since it is winter, it is the Great Winter Hunt of 2011. So,
you said Timon?
Timon.
Nathan Lane?
Yeah, Nathan Lane.
I have no idea who that guy is.
Are you serious?
I mean, I know Timon, but I just...
have you seen the newer producers?
Oh, never mind. I know what you're talking about now. I know what you're talking about now. Mouse Hunt. But
yeah.
I didn't know that Mouse Hunt was the same. I didn't know that was a thing off of the board game. I thought that was just a movie.
No, I don't think it was.
Guys.
It might have been. I mean, they're coming out with that Battleship movie now.
Yeah, that's true. With Liam Neeson. I'm going to watch that.
It looks just like Transformers.
I have no interest in seeing it because it's from the board game, but yeah. It looks cool. And there's aliens for some reason.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be
cool no one's like, "You sunk my Battleship!" Pretty
imagine,
sneaky, sis.
Imagine the preview for that movie.
Yes.
Like, what's going on? Someone get that ship.
It's coming in.
Aliens, no. You sunk our battleship.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
This summer, 2012.
Oof. Anyway, calling it back. So, it's the Great Winter Hunt, and so we're using a lot of... Great Winter Hunt.
Okay.
Yep. Sorry. And we're using festive feta. Last year, festive feta, yeah.
A cheese.
Yeah, it's a cheese.
Not some sort of fungal feet growth.
No, that's,
look at him! I've got the festive feta.
Yeah, look at it! It like glows like Christmas lights.
This Midwestern guy is coming back.
Yeah, he's the one with the festive feet.
Stan here?
Yeah, there was seasoned Gouda before, there was gingerbread cheese, and this year we're using festive feta.
Oh.
Anyway, it's a fun game, and if you play it, I will add you.
I don't blame you, or blame the producers of this, for choosing feta. Feta is a fairly delicious cheese.
I've never had it.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's,
Or maybe I have.
It's Greek. Which
you mean? No, you know they're talking about the Greek.
Yeah. But, actually, we probably touched on a little bit on the first episode where we talked about gyros, or I talked about my love of gyros.
Oh, yeah, I think you said...
it is the cheese that goes on gyros.
Because, yeah, I think I remember you saying sprinkle a little feta on there.
It's a crumbly white cheese.
Yes.
That is brined.
Like, off a whale?
No, it has nothing to do with barnacles.
Oh. Well, brine...
no. Oh, it's, yeah. Well, briny as in, like, because briny...
like, if you were to lick a whale, they would taste briny.
Because they were in the sea, mm-hmm. which is briny. And that's what brine is. It's a mixture of salt and water. You can use it to, like, flavor meats and olives.
Cheeses?
Like all those green olives. Those are brined olives.
Oh.
And it's close to pickling. Not the same as pickling, but it's close.
I kind of want to try because pickling and whale now.
Adding vinegar.
Yes.
And then letting that kind of age. And I think bacteria grow.
Yes.
Because you can also pickle, like, what's that?
Sauerkraut.
The gross stuff.
Oof.
Which they insist on putting on Reubens. I know it's a thing. I know it's probably not a Reuben if you don't put sauerkraut in it, but not a fan of the sauerkraut. A fan of the corned beef. And
corned beef and cabbage.
And all that stuff. But,
I don't know if I've had corned beef and cabbage. I think I have. But, so anyway. I've never had feta. Well, actually, I probably have. I just don't remember.
You probably have. But it's pretty tasty. I suggest you try it.
Since I've had gyros.
I was really happy when, back when I was living at my parents' house, when my mother bought a, like, 3-pound chunk of feta cheese.
Wow.
So, that was a, you know, put it on some crackers, maybe put it on some sandwiches, that kind of stuff, for a really long time, and it was delicious. Huh. I mean, she probably will never buy it again, because I'm pretty sure I'm the only person who ate any of it, but,
Sounds like eggnog in my house. I love me some nog.
Yeah, I'm also not really a fan of the eggnog. It's,
okay.
Little, the sweet, maybe not, it's not just the sweetness, but it's kind of a weird sweetness it has.
Oh, I understand.
A very unique sweetness.
Oh, yeah, that, I can only drink a little of it, and then I start to feel kind of nauseous.
Yeah, I can't really get down.
But I still enjoy it. I'm like, this is totally worth it.
Yeah.
And those people that judge me, people do that with
it's
alcohol.
It's true, Adam. Oh, is it actually eggnog season at McDonald's, Adam?
Yeah, it probably is. However, there's eggnog here, and there's ice cream here, so I've had an eggnog shake every night.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, for you.
Especially for the guy who has
no. Now, recently, actually, I went to Hy-Vee. They have this pumpkin spice stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe you've seen it at the Hy-Vee.
At the Hy-Vee.
I was like, this seems interesting.
Is it like milk?
Yeah, sort of. It's like a creamy, kind of cream-based thing.
A creamy
cream. But it's
like
very pumpkin spice flavor. It's
pumpkin-y,
like,
spicy, creamy cream.
You could probably make some sort of shake, pumpkin shake out of it.
That would be good. Pumpkin shakes are good.
And it tastes a little good if you just have, like, you know, like a little cup of it, like a little sip.
Right.
Because it's very, it's cool.
Okay. All right, we'll have to try
it's
that
very
sometime.
Delicious, I found it to be.
Check it out!
So.
That's even better.
So, everyone, get into it. Buy all the pumpkin spice. I'm one of those people who will buy, like, any pumpkin spice thing. Like, you put, like, pumpkin spice.
Soap.
Okay, maybe not.
Pumpkin spice candles.
But, I mean, like, maybe some sort of pumpkin and spiced ice cream, maybe some sort of coffee/.
Right. No, I enjoy that flavor.
I go for the pumpkin spice, even though technically not much pumpkin is really in that flavor, because as we all probably don't know, but pumpkin pie is pretty much just sugar and cinnamon and maybe some other spices.
And not as much pumpkin.
You can't really taste the pumpkin. And fact of this is that if you have sweet potato pie,
which up my mouth,
which is pretty much like pumpkin pie but with sweet potatoes,
right?
They taste the same,
yeah,
like
it.
Pretty much the same. So, but it's pretty delicious stuff, and you know, I suggest everyone eats it.
Right,
eat it now. Go to your local market, buy a can of that pumpkin mash stuff, and just spoon it into your mouth.
Hands, show me the door. I cannot stand to wait anymore. Somebody said, be what you be. We can be old and cold and dead on the scene, but I love you more than words can say. I can't count the reasons I should stay.
Adam,
yes,
we're back.
Oh, I thought we were going to sing more.
And in a flat, no.
Oh.
Oh, that wasn't us singing, Adam.
Oh.
That was clearly high fidelity recording.
Boom. It sounded familiar.
Like a familiar face.
Or a show.
Like a ghost in the night. Wait.
Second Adam in the morning. No, wait, that's different.
Now you're stealing things out right now.
Oh, well, that was because we stole the song. Anyway. Where are we?
Where are we?
There are no border signs.
Adam, were you reading a book?
I don't know where I am.
No. Adam, Are you looking forward to Mission Impossible?
Well, I'm not looking behind.
The Ghost Protocol?
No, Zach. And I'll tell you why. I fell asleep during the first one, and I just never woke up.
Wait, are you dead now?
I thought that was what that song was about.
Wait, which song?
The song was about Mission Impossible.
Which song?
The song that we just had.
That wasn't... No. The song about...
Dead on the Scene.
Well, I don't think...
The
think
scene made me dead.
I think...
That's a very far stretch.
Pulling
a Patrick there. Hi, Pat. I love you.
I'm looking forward a little bit to Mission Impossible.
Okay. It looked. It looks epic.
You've got your explosions.
Boom.
You've got your Tom Cruise running. You got Tom Cruise running again. You've got Tom Cruise running again. You've got Simon Pegg. You've got Jeremy Renner.
And then you have Tom Cruise flying down the side of a building.
Exactly, with sticky hands. Sticky fingers. And funny remark by a British accent guy, who was also Simon Pegg.
Yep.
But, nice suits.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cruise running again.
Yep.
Tom Cruise in a hoodie.
Running.
Yes.
And walking.
Exactly. I mean, I guess what I'm saying here, folks, is, I just like to see Tom Cruise run. I mean, like, he's so purposeful.
Sugar.
He seems like he knows what he's doing.
Oh, wait.
I don't
know. His is more like a dun, 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 dun.
And then he's like.
Sick, sick.
Actually,
sick,
that's more like sick. James Bond or something. Yeah, you know, like 007 action. But, although most people probably won't be going to see this movie. Well, that's not true. A lot of people will see this movie, and the critics will be like, "This was a terrible waste of monies. Nobody likes Tom Cruise. He jumped on a couch. See what I did there. I talked about things that happened in the past."
Because I'm a critic.
Yeah.
I'm a critic, I'm a critic, I'm a critic.
Also, there's the old...
Critic. Chronicles a critic.
There's Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Chipwrecked! I'm excited for this movie.
Is it because of the clever title?
Oh, it's only because of the clever title. That and the giant chipmunk mannequins that are featuring in the movie theater right now. Which is funny because people have started telling me that I look like Simon. And after looking at his Hawaiian outfit, like the
resemblance?
I'm like, I have that shirt, I have that hat, really, I have those glasses.
I don't know of you as a man known to wear the Hawaiian shirt.
I used to back in the day. Used to wear me a good Hawaiian
shirt. Back in the day when you were a
teenager,
old man.
Before I heard of cell phones and a two-way pager.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't remember those days, which is saying something because we've known each other for a long time.
It's true.
I mean...
But actually, I would wear Hawaiian
shirts.
This
is... I mean, are you talking like back in the day when dragon short sleeve dress shirts were cool?
Yes.
The dragon shirt?
Yeah, but I never got into the dragons. I had Hawaiian.
Random Japanese...
Because mom's like, no skulls, no tigers, no dragons.
Also, your mom sounds especially
like the
Stan.
Midwesterner? Yeah.
Okay. Stan the Midwesterner.
Yeah, well, that's what she said. That was the rules. Plus, my grandma wouldn't buy me anything, so I had a lot of those Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, well, at least they were pleasant. You're like,
I don't have a problem. I would still wear Hawaiian shirts if I had them.
Pleasing to the eye. Mm. Maybe some taupe.
Boom, bring that color. Guy with that shirt brings the party, and you know it.
Oh, anyway. You know what I'm looking forward to, Adam?
Yes.
Underworld, The Awakening. I'm actually lying completely. I'm confused. Okay. You know, so, first, the first Underworld, we got Kate Beckinsale in a tight leather suit.
Yep,
Killing vampires.
With glowy bullets.
Yes. I guess I could get on board with that, but I don't even know where we are now, Adam.
Because before, that was like when the vampire werewolf thing was just starting out, and it was like, whoa, vampires and werewolves in the same movie? That's pretty weird. And now it's like, oh, wow, it's a vampire movie without a werewolf in it.
That werewolf loves that baby!
That baby's kicking out that woman's uterus. It's... Yep. That's the movie we're not excited
for. That's a movie. That is a movie.
And
but,
you know who you are. Anyway, so... Yeah, no, I don't... Is that like the fifth Underworld movie now?
I guess. I mean, it's a prequel, right?
I think so. Maybe it's not.
The title
Maybe it's like a new series. Like, because it's got her fully grown in
Although...
It.
from what I remember from the first one, wasn't that about a new beginning as well? Because about, like, wasn't it like she's a vampire, he's a wolf,
he's man, now a werewolf, and then they're a hybrid. That was like the next couple.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nothing. I would have to care.
Yeah,
I just don't. I just can't.
We'll have to see how much the general public cares about Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
But also, The Adventures of Tintin.
Oh.
Whoa, Steven Spielberg.
Boom.
Mr. Jackson coming together, bringing you
epic
The Adventures
epic
of Tintin.
A man with curly blonde hair and his dog.
I guess. I'm not actually aware of what this Tintin is.
He's like an action, old school action comic book. Like Saturday like morning paper cartoon style comic book. I don't know. I've never read them. I just
know
kind of what it's about.
Clearly there is a set of people who do care very much about this.
Yes, because they're like, it's about time!
I'm sorry, Tintin people. We didn't read your obscure comic that only you know about. I mean, you obviously and Peter Jackson. But I'm
just saying, Steven Spielberg. But other than that, who cares?
I mean, I might see it. Apparently it's cool.
No,
but it's got this whole 3D thing, which Peter Jackson is totally into, because he's doing like that.
Oh my goodness.
He's doing the CGI 3D, and he's also doing the Hobbit 3D. Which, I guess is fine, but so far I have yet to see a 3D movie that was enjoyable.
Yeah.
Although, I heard that this Hugo movie that recently came out was really good.
Erica went and saw that the other day. Oh. She said it was pretty good.
Yeah, did she? No.
She was.
I
like,
realize my voice is sounding very doubtful and skeptical, but really, I am interested.
No, yeah, she was. I was like, so how was the movie? She goes, it was fine. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah, considering that all the reviews that I read and heard about were like, I was on the verge of tears the whole time.
Yeah, and that's kind of that whole steampunk.
But also, I also heard that it was more of a, parents, you should watch this movie and probably not bring your children, because it is 2 hours long and has lots of, it is like an examination of the history of cinema. like metaphorically.
That's weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, but I'm willing to open my heart to 3D. It's just that I have been scorned and kicked a bunch.
Yeah, but with
by
the Lord,
3D figuratively.
I understand. Like the first time when I was like, Superman in 3D? What?
Oh,
IMAX experience?
For like
what?
Scenes,
and it was like, put your glasses on now. Look, this is wheat.
Look, everything is fuzzy except for Superman.
And you're like, oh. Although the water part did get me, because they're like, put your glasses on now. And then the water level's rising, and everyone's in the collapsing boat, and people are freaking out. And for a second, I held my breath, because the water level went above my eyes.
I think I took my glasses off at that point, and I was like, I'm just accepting this fuzziness.
I'm just going with this.
I just don't like to wear glasses. That's why I wear contacts. I don't like to wear glasses.
I like the glasses.
Yeah.
Sure.
I just feel like, again, I probably raised this point to people I know, but 3D technology from the 80s, like, not a new thing.
Yeah.
And apparently, though, they have made it better because of the digital.
Oh, yeah,
it's
like,
a lot better, but
from what people have said, what they saw with Peter Jackson's stuff for the new the Hobbit stuff,
so
they're like, it is blowing your mind.
Yeah, so, or at least blowing your eyes.
Yeah.
So I guess I'd be willing to go see Mr. Tintin.
Yeah.
It just reminds me a lot of like the Wizard of Oz. Like I'm imagining like, oh no, I have no brain. Oh wait, no heart. I have no heart.
No heart.
I don't
Tin.
Know.
Okay.
I also don't really like the Wizard of Oz.
Well, see, I like it just for the Scarecrow.
I mean, it's not like I'm like I disdain the Wizard of Oz. I just
and everything it's associated.
I know. I mean, like I think the world's fine and stuff like that. Like I thought that. What is the movie with Zoe, Mr.
Tin
Mrs.
Man?
Mrs. Yeah, the Tin Man. Like, that was really good. I enjoyed that. But I just don't understand why people are like, The Wizard of Oz is, like, the greatest movie ever. It was, like, seminal. And then, like, I was like, I mean, it was in color. But it's kind of just a weird movie.
Yeah. And it was scary. Like, they're like, oh, it's the ultimate, like, family film. I was like, no, it scared the crap out of a bunch of kids.
Yeah. And I just found it. I mean, honestly, of course I found it cheesy, because it's like, I watched it like 50 years after it came out, but...
Yeah, I mean, I can still see where it would come from to be awesome like that, but... We come from a different time, Zach.
Different
time, a different age.
And things like that.
Different things, pleasure. Oh, also, aisles.
Ghost Rider 2!
Yeah, he pees fire.
What?
That is the only thing I've gotten from the trailers.
That's...
Yeah. They're like, boom, 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 everything's on fire. This is from hell. There are skeletons. And then the one kid's like, what if you have to pee? Yep, that's how the trailer ends. Just fire. Just waving out all over the place.
That's a thing.
So that's what I have to go look forward for that movie.
Ooh, Adam, you know what also is interesting?
Not that.
Well, yeah. Yes. 2012 is next year, Adam.
That they're coming out with a sequel?
It isn't. No, I mean next year is. Next year is
2011.
No, next year is 2012, Adam.
This year is 2011. It's weird. Like, even though I know it's 2011, I haven't been writing 2010 on anything. Like, if I write a paper, 2011 is the date they get stamped on it. But I kept thinking, like, I'm looking at the Avengers date, 2012. I'm like, ugh, it's still 2 years away. What the heck?
Adam's brain is broken.
No, yeah, it just refuses to acknowledge 2012.
Maybe it's, Adam, are you falling into this this Mayan stuff?
Yeah, actually, I am Mayan.
Yeah, you don't. That's funny, Adam. You don't look Mayan.
Yeah, it's funny because you wouldn't know because they're all dead.
I feel like I wouldn't know. I feel like they look like a lot of the people who live in Mexico.
No, they were scientists. They were scientists. They look different than...
They had the frizzy hair. They all looked like Einstein.
With glasses.
They had invented glasses.
Oh, the Mayans had.
Oh, they had...
the Mayans had calendar and glasses and...
chocolate.
Those bead abacuses.
And they had chocolate.
Chocolate and abacuses.
Well, see, they didn't have the glass yet, but they all just wore, like, circles of wood on their faces. Yeah, they knew it was coming.
They knew.
They were prepared. Someday. Just like they're prepared... to tell us about the future ending in 2012.
Or they just ran out of space on their calendar.
No, Adam, this is serious. Why else?
I mean, can you imagine? There are going to be scientists in the future who find our calendars, and they're like digging up my old house. And they're like, oh, look, here's a Marvel calendar. Oh my goodness, these idiots only thought that the year 2011 was like as far as it was going to go. They must have fallen in. I was like, no, that's just, we buy them every year. Maybe the Mayans were like, well, you know, this is all the space we have. We're coming out with another one when we get there.
The new edition. Well,
but they didn't know they were all going to die.
No, Adam, clearly this is serious stuff.
Oh, like we got to deal
John
with this?
John Cusack told me so.
And if he did it, you know that it's true.
He left all of those people,
yep.
Except for his family, and they went to Africa. Clearly, we all need to go to Africa, because that's the safe place. Why is Africa the safe place?
I don't remember.
I mean, I guess there's Kilimanjaro, right? That's pretty tall.
It's possible, yeah.
I don't really know. I was confused during 2012. I
liked it.
I just felt like everything was blowing up. I was just confused.
Well, yeah.
Clearly, I was slack-jawed during that movie.
You just go with
and
it.
And droopy-eyed.
You just go with it.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just saying, Adam, do you think the world's going to end next year? I'm just kidding. None of us do.
What about those? No, because the world's going to end in 2000. That's it. Just 2000.
2000?
That's when the world is going to end.
Oh, yeah, it's true. We got to stick up those batteries, guys. Y2K.
Oh, Y2K, Y2K people. Y2K 2. That's what we should call 2012. Y2K 2.
That would be pretty funny.
Pretty much.
Pretty funny. Actually, though,
stock up on your ramen noodles.
That's true.
In your bomb shelter.
And Christmas presents. Stock up on Christmas presents. Oh,
yeah, got mine done today.
Oh, oof. You did?
Yeah, I did. Because I was sitting at the barber shop. So that's where I get my hair done. That manly place. Oh, wait. No, I...
And there were like four dudes singing in harmony and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. La, 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 la.
Had those
and
then, weird hats.
Yeah, as soon as they start singing Sweeney Todd, though, you need to get out. Just saying. No, I was getting my hair cut.
These lyrics just got dark all of a sudden.
At a hair salon. Anyway, and the girl's like, so do you have, like, you ready for Christmas? I was like, oh, yeah. No, I haven't
clearly,
gotten any presents.
So then I you need to show
promptly went to the mall, fought the masses, swam upstream. I love doing that. You know how, like, the mall, you know, there's, you know, everyone on the right side goes.
I was taking you completely literally. I thought you fought people
upstream
and then had to swim.
Like, it was a ride in yeah. the, in, yeah. No, it was a thing. So, anyway, but I got my Christmas presents done.
I have some of mine, but, not all.
What'd you get me? Good, because when I said presents, I meant present, and you're not the one that I spent money on. I got you a rechargeable battery.
Yay! I have not... Actually, you know what's weird? I've never bought a rechargeable battery. Is that weird?
No.
Am I, like,
I haven't either.
Behind?
I just found this on Jordan's desk.
Am I generationally biased?
Maybe.
Am I like, you young people, right? I just feel like they don't work.
I want to see... Well, they do for a couple of years.
Oh, okay. Well, that's long enough.
Yeah, I mean, we still use them.
Oh, okay.
But what I want to see are some rechargeable D batteries.
Ew.
Because when I start carrying around that boombox, you know, you know I'm going to want to be charging that every night.
Where are you going to plug it in?
Plug it in? Well, the batteries plug into the outlet. There's a little charger.
Oh. See, I assume with the boombox, you'd be walking around, and then somehow you would have some way to charge them on your person.
Oh, no. It'd be, well, like a jacket? Like a solar panel jacket?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Puffer vest? Solar panel puffer vest with my stereo boombox.
Patent.
Hold it above my head like John Cusack.
Yep. In Say Enough, Say... Wait, nope. Say Anything.
Is that what that is?
Yep, saw that movie. It's a pretty good movie.
Okay, I'll have to see it.
One of his more heartfelty movies. It's not like a Point Blank.
Gross Point Blank. I like that movie.
Or it's not like a Better Off Dead.
Also that was heartfelt, movie. Though. That was so heartfelt.
Well, this one, is like, this one is like...
War Inc. You know, when Hilary Duff started like kissing that scorpion, I knew what she was trying to say. I mean, I knew the issues.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, Say Anything is like... 20% funny, 80% like
sad.
Love hurts stuff.
Love hurts.
Yeah, as opposed to Gross Point Blank, which is like 20% heartfelt, 80% jokes.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd is an assassin.
Let me revise that.
Try and take that.
20% heartfelt, 75% jokes, 5% Dan Aykroyd.
There you go.
He's a funny guy.
True story.
It'll be.
Yep.
I just broke. I was thinking too much about Dan Aykroyd and how he has his own vodka, Crystal Head Vodka, which I probably mentioned before on this very podcast.
I don't think so.
No, I didn't speak about the Crystal Head Vodka.
No.
The Crystal Head. And very much associated with that thing you're thinking about now, possibly. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Yes, they're related because Dan Aykroyd believes in aliens. And he has actually, if you go to Netflix, you can watch Dan Aykroyd talk on a mediocre documentary about how he really believes in them and stuff like that.
Wow.
And he has a vodka called Crystal Head Vodka, which is like a skull, a crystal skull. And there's vodka in it, I guess.
Probably costs a pretty penny.
Yeah. I mean, it's a thing. Anyways, that kind of broke my brain because I was like, Zach, you need to move on. You have to move on from this. No one cares about this. And then my brain...
If we did that, there would be no content.
I know. There would be nothing on this. Like, clearly nothing we're saying is important. Speaking of which, we're going to give you guys a break from all of our yapping. And...
Close your eyes, hold your breath, and we'll be back.
Yeah.
Tap your toes.
Maybe listen to some soothing power ballads. Maybe some hip-hop. Maybe some rappity rap.
Hip.
As a white person would say, like myself. Anyways, take a break. Like us. It's Hammer Time.
And that is all that we got for today.
It's true. Now we just have administrative work. Adam, pull out your pencil. Get an abacus.
Oh, slide in those.
Slide it back and forth. Slide it back and forth. Adam, that doesn't sound like an abacus.
Okay, how about this? Ready?
Okay. Everyone, Adam is clearly doing really good at pantomiming and abacus. Anyways, we thank you for listening. We are...
7, carry the 3.
We're going to get out of here.
Out of here!
As we can. Just like Robin Williams
just
in Aladdin.
Just like lightning!
It'll be great.
So exciting.
And hopefully we'll be back with you in the next week.
Yes, with the personal challenge. If you tell a friend, we will give you a hug.
No, that's true.
Yeah, we're huggers. We hug it out. And you know, it's not a hug unless it's 10 seconds long. Tell someone about us, please.
Oh, and another way you can contact us is obviously through the Facebook page. You guys can do
which
that.
Which I'm a fan of.
Which is the
I'm a Facebooker.
/TheBaconEveryday.
Yep.
Which you can find easily. Or you can contact us at our Twitter account, which is also called just @BaconEveryday. No spaces, no underscores, no pound signs.
Can we play with the hashtag? I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's just, hashtag is just like a subject. It gives you a subject, you're like, hashtag Funyuns. Or hashtag
Bacon Every
winning,
Day.
Or hashtag Bacon Every Day. It's just a subject that pops up. And if you tag, you can like tag stuff with it.
Okay.
So you like, you say your post, you're like, oh man, that was a great episode today. You could either be like, @BaconEveryday, and it would like show up on our feed. Or you could just tag it like Bacon Every Day, and if it's trending, it'll show up. As other, like other people, when they type in their hashtags, it'll show up again. And they could
be
like,
fun. It's just fun to say
hashtag.
Be
like, I can tweet that too. I can be a Twitterer. I can tweet that.
I can jump in the Twitterverse.
Yeah.
Explore the horizon.
I can twat all that. That's, I mean, exactly. You just, they're all the technology and the young people getting in there.
I don't know.
Tweeting all over things. Anyways, thank you for listening and have a nice week.
Bye.
Got a little daughter going on 6 years. This song is for you, better open your ears. Set aside money for education. What about a budget for this teen sensation? CDs, DVDs, book bags, and bandanas. All trademarked with Hannah Montana. Open up your wallet, cause that's all she wrote. And listen to her Hannah Montana cliff notes. When she's on stage, she wears a wig, a big blonde wig. Her identity is concealed. She wears a wig, a big blonde wig. Kind of like Clark Kent's glasses, except it's a wig and not glasses. Big blonde wig, a big blonde wig. It might get confusing, just bear with us. Hannah's daddy's Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah, he's the guy who sang Achy Breaky Heart. He's such a good actor, they gave him the part.
Plus, he's her dad in real life.
might have been a factor.
Well, you think that's all we need to cover as far as Hannah Montana goes?
That about sums it up.
Yeah, because when you think about it, all it pretty much boils down to is...
When she's on stage, she wears a wig, a big blonde wig. Her identity is concealed, because she wears a wig, a big blonde wig.
I forgot how that ends.
It's kind of like glasses, except...
I'm confused. Where are we?
I don't know.
When she's on stage, she wears a wig, a big long wig. I can't even believe it's the same person because of the wig, the big long wig.
It's kind of like convincing my cousin to think it's a professional wrestling.
That was something.